It says in Proverbs, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. When we look at the circumstances, then we start to take them into our heart, and it becomes a thought, and it can become what we think about, what we dwell on, what we start to confess, what we start to say. And that's where we can control our minds and bring it back to what God says and his promises in his word. And we got to remember that, you know, we're seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. We have authority. We are one with God. We're one with Christ. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. God always calls us to triumph. In every situation, he always calls us to triumph. He always makes a way for us to escape, that we may be able to bear under whatever pressure that is coming to you through the senses. And we know that Satan is the god of this world, but he's a defeated foe. And he'll try and trick you out that he's not. You know, when you got lack, or when you're down in your finances, when you're down in your health, you know, it's quite easy to be discouraged. And that's why I've always been encouraging people, you know, just focus on God. You know, God says he will keep you in perfect peace. Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. So, you know, I would really encourage, don't look at the problems. Don't look at the finances. Don't look at the health. Don't look at the bad relationships or whatever area that is going on. But we just keep our mind and eyes on God. We've had some challenging situations lately, but every day I've woke up with great joy in my heart, regardless of the things I know that need, where we have need or where things are going on. I've just said, Father, I just thank you. I'm just so blessed. I'm just so thankful for what we have, the doors that are open to us, the things that are going on. And God's been working with me over the few weeks, a month, to really get written down the things that my goals, my desires, my vision. And we know in Habakkuk, it says, write down the vision, so he that may see it may run to do it. And so, like, when Becky come to me with about the financial situation, what was going on, then God just really put in my heart what to encourage her to do. And when she done that, then God was able to bless that. And you know, because it's not because I'm anything special, but the wisdom comes from God. He's working in us constantly, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He never stops. And he really wants us to look to him, regardless of what's going on. And sometimes there might be things going on in other people's life that you're associated with that can affect you also. But you've got to learn to keep that peace in your heart. And when we're speaking in tongues much, then, you know, and we're walking by the Spirit of God, right? As many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God, the Word of God says in Romans 8:14. And where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. So when you feel oppression, you know that's not from God. And it says in Isaiah that oppression and fear will flee from you, because he tries it on. He tries to work the emotion. You know, he'll try and get you to focus in on your problem, on your situation. But when we look to God, like, then he, and we cast our cares to him because he cares for us. The Word of God says, cast all your cares to me because I care for you. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. So God is saying to you, tell me what you want. Give me those burdens. Take those burdens to me. Place them in my lap. And once they're in his lap, they're his problems. So we can say, Father, I've given this to you. It's your problem. You're the one that's going to deal with this. And I trust you. And I'm leaning not onto my own understanding, but in all my ways I'm acknowledging you, Father. And I know that you're going to direct my path in this situation. I know that you're going to make a way where there seems no way. I know that I am righteous. I've been young and old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. So God will always meet your basic needs to live. And, you know, and then in that same verse, will it let me go there? God is working in us. So, like, we say what God puts in our hearts to say, and we need to be bold with what God is working in our hearts to share, because, you know, God is into meeting the needs of his people, and we need to say what needs to be said to encourage God's people, so that when they do those things, then there's great benefits and blessings to the hearer that becomes the doer of what they've heard. And there's a great record also in Chronicles, believe God, so shall you be established. believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. So it's when that word is given to you, to your heart, that you take and then you act upon, then you will see God will establish those words spoken into your heart and spoken into your life. Jehoshaphat was saying, you know, believe God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And that is God's heart. Like, for us to prosper and to have a good, that prospering means to have a good journey through life. And God has set people in the body, even though we've all got the Spirit of God, we can all speak and all encourage, but there is leadership within that body also to encourage that body. And when people listen in, focusing into what's being said, it's the food that you need that's going to help you. So like in Peter, it said in 1 Peter chapter 5, I believe, you know, it says, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but with a willing heart, not for filthy lucre. God's ministers should be feeding God's people the words that will connect them, not to the minister, but connect them with God to make them realize, look, you know, your relationship is with the Heavenly Father. He's with you. And when you follow the direction that's being encouraged, then you will benefit. You will prosper. And God will establish out your comings and your goings. I was going to read in Proverbs 3, because we know these scriptures. When we ask God, you know, for his wisdom on these scriptures, as well as working the word for ourselves, but God can give you the understanding. He gives you the wisdom. We start in first one. It says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. So today, the things that God wants us to do, we take notice, we observe to do. We listen to the voice of God so that we can observe, so that we can do it. Like it says in Deuteronomy 28, and it's talking about listening to the voice of God. See, when you're reading the scriptures, you can also hear the voice of God as well as you read in the scriptures. When someone's speaking now, you can also hear God's voice in it. The things that are communicating to your heart, that's encouraging you, that's building faith in you, those are the things that God wants you to do. And if, when you're listening to a fellowship like this, it's always good to listen to what people are saying, to listen to the prayers, the manifestation, so you get a feel of what God is encouraging the believers within the fellowship to do and to focus on. And God doesn't want us to fear. You know, and there's so many reasons that we can fear when we look in the senses realm and the things that are going on in this world, when we look at the economy of the world, when we look at the political situation of the world, when we look at those things, then we can begin to sink under the burdens of the world. They're not your burdens. And God says that he wants you to stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made you free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now, we know the context of that is talking about the law of Moses, but in our day and time, it could be anything. It could be anything that brings you into bondage. And like I said, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine hearts keep my commandments. And the reason why, when we do what God says, when we take his wisdom, it says, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to me. One of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. And if we're walking by the Spirit, if we're speaking in tongues, if we're allowing God to work in us and we're following his direction, his voice, wherever that's coming from, he can communicate to you in many different ways. When we listen to his voice and then we do those things, then that peace will be very much manifested regardless of our circumstances. And God, that's when you can hear the still small voice of God, when it's peaceful. That's when God can show you the needs of other people. Because Satan will try and get you to focus on yourself, your situation, your economy, your illnesses, your broken relationships, or the things that are discouraging you. He will try and get you to focus on those things. And that's where we say, no, my God shall supply every need. By his stripes I was healed. My God has given me the great life. Jesus Christ became poor so I could become rich. I'm filled with the Spirit of God. There's no condemnation to me now because I'm in Christ. And I've been set free from the law of sin and death. And I'm now walking in I've got that life, that spiritual mind. And where the spiritual mind is on, that's where the peace is. There's life and peace. With the carnal mind, it's death. It draws us away from the heart of the heartbeat of God in his voice. So we want to listen to God's voice. So when someone's sharing, listen to the voice of God, what he's saying to you tonight, what he spoke through the sharings and testimonies so far, what he's going to say through the teachings. It says in verse 3, it says, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the tables of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor." The grace, that grace can start to be manifested. And good understanding in the sight of God and man. No, people won't mess with you when they know that you are in relationship with God, that you have his word living in your heart, and you know who you are in Christ. Every day I thank God that I'm righteous, I'm justified, I'm sanctified, I'm redeemed, I've got the ministry of reconciliation, I have the rights for health and healing, I have the rights for prosperity and abundance. And that not only do I know these things, but I am acting accordingly in those areas. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." Okay, so sometimes when we look at our economy, we can lean unto our own understanding. When we look at our health situations, we can lean unto our own understanding. Now, a lot of the Word of God is practical. God wants to be practical. If we need to take care of things, if there's something that we can do to take care of it, like we need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. But God's working in those things. Okay, if your faith is there to receive the healing, then you can be ministered to and receive healing. Jesus Christ worked with people. He encouraged people's faith. He was always lifting up the eyes and encouragement of his disciples. He spent quality time building their faith, getting them to go to God. He was getting them to connect to God. And that's what we need to do with one another. Like through this encouragement, you know, be connected to God. Like go directly to him and let him work in your heart. And then it says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him." So health, acknowledge God. "Father, what do I do in this situation?" And what comes to your heart, the clear thing that gives you peace, go and do that. And it says, "Be not wise in thine own eyes. Respect the Lord and depart from evil." So sometimes we can get so out of joint that we can become angry, we can become bitter, we can become resentful. And God says, no, don't do that. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't try and take on the burden yourself. See, any burdens that you have, they've been placed on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. He's the one that should be carrying the burdens. And I had one lady come to me and she said, "God wants me to speak to you, Lawrence." And so I went and seen this lady. And I was in Nepal at the time. And I was invited to her room. We was both visiting the area. And she sat down and she said to me, "I see God has been showing me that you have got a great burden across your shoulders. And that burden doesn't belong on your shoulders. It belongs on the shoulders of Jesus Christ." Soon as she said that, I had my eyes closed when she was speaking to me. And I was really focusing on what she had to say. And then I seen a picture, a vision of Jesus Christ standing there, and it blew me away, man. I was in tears. And she was touched as well. It was just a really powerful time. In fact, Becky Jancy was there, and my son was there. My daughter-in-law was there. And this lady didn't know the things that were going on in my life. And then she also spoke a prophecy that was spoken over my life, what I was going to accomplish for God. She spoke the exact same words to reestablish that what God said he's going to do. And we know that God's going to bring these things to pass. So this really encouraged my heart. And God is all about encouragement. He's got a great plan and purpose for every single one on here. Right? So go to God and say, "Father, what is it specifically that you want me to do?" And when you know, and he'll show you, it might take a bit of time, but when you know, then say yes to God. And see, the desires that you've got in your heart, what you want to do with the Lord, that is the things that he wants you to do. And he's got great open doors for you. He's got people that he's going to put in your path. But we don't look at people. We don't look at circumstances. We let God open the doors for us. And when we let him open the doors, the things do go smooth. The people that you have in your life, look at the people that are in your life. Are they building encouragement in you? Are they Do they have the same goals and heart as you? Or are they working at cross purposes with you? You have to look at these things, and then sometimes if you want to go up with God, you've got to kind of give up some things. Sometimes it might mean giving up some people. And it's a hard thing because we all want to be loving. We don't want to see division. But you've got to do what God puts in your heart to do. And if you can do what God puts in your heart to do, you will be successful. Yes, you will face challenges, but nothing that you cannot overcome, nothing that's not going to cause your faith to grow in Him. It says, verse 8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. When we're not wise in our own eyes, when we've departed from our own logic and understanding, it's going to be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Life is in that navel. Life is in the marrow. Okay, in the bones, right? Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy precious shall burst out with new wine. I don't like talking about abundance sharing, because as soon as you talk about it, people seem to think that you want their money. I want to be very category clear. I'm not after anybody's money, but I tell you what, I wouldn't be doing you a service as a minister if I didn't mention it. And I'm not asking you to do anything for me or our ministry here, because it's as God works in anybody's heart, right? But see, when we start applying the principles of God, we will reap the benefits, because this is the wisdom of God here in His Word. He's saying honor. See, when you give to God, you're honoring God. That's the heart that we give to the Father. What you give is between you and God. And it also says in Corinthians that it's a seed that you sow. Right? So God meets your basic needs to live in. He gives you bread for food and seed to the sower. You're the sower. Right? So God says sow. And then He multiplies your seed that you've sown. And so God has already given you the power to get wealth by applying the principles. And it's not just enough to know the knowledge of the Word. A lot of us are very knowledgeable, but it's the wisdom of God that we need. And God is, Paul prayed in Ephesians. He says that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what the hope of His calling is, what the glorious riches of His inheritance in the saints is, right? So God is the one that will give you that wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. And then there's principles that if we apply, we will reap the benefits of those things, like Kim shared last week about sowing and reaping. That's the area of finances. Now there's the area of sowing the word from your mouth. Your words are seed. We know when we look at Matthew 13, it talks about the sower and the seed, the ground referring to the heart, the word spoken is the seed of the word, right? And we know that there's life in the word, there's life in seed. And so God wants you to speak those words that He gives you. And what His word says, His promises, when you speak them, you are sowing seeds which are going to produce fruit. When we say our economy, when we say the wrong things, when we say our circumstances, we're going to get more back of the same because we're sowing those seeds. But God's word doesn't return empty. See, there's power and there's authority in the word of God. And when it's coming out of your mouth from a heart full of faith, great things are going to be accomplished. See, Satan don't want you to really operate in these principles. He's frightened of you anyway. The greatest seed that you've got is the seed that God put in you, incorruptible seed, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so as you speak in tongues, you're that Spirit of God's growing in you. As you put His word on in your mind's becoming fruitful. And so then you start to blossom. You start to grow, and you start to blossom, you start to speak the truth in love, like Pedro was saying. It's the love of God that energizes all these things, right? It's the love of God that energizes faith. But we need to become practical, and when we start to become practical, then we'll start to see things happen. And that's why God showed me to write the vision. I don't know if you read the vision that God put in my heart and to make it available on the website. About my goal. What's my goals? What's our heart? What's God's heart? See, my heart is God's heart. And so the vision is to see and help believers grow in their walk with God so they're encouraged and they're empowered. See, we need to empower one another with what God has given us and to equip people. and so that they can be established in their walk, they can be established in their fellowship with God through the words that are being spoken, and that their fellowships can grow. God wants your fellowships to grow. Like, if you haven't got a fellowship, you can start a fellowship. It's from house to house the word moves, all over the world. And, you know, and we got to see it. We got to see these fellowships in our minds, all right? Build the vision. You know, you can read what I put on there, this vision. To see it established, like local fellowships, nationwide, international. To reach out to those that are lost and without hope by preaching and teaching. See, before we're going to see any great healings, any great increase, we've got to preach the word. And it's also by teaching, establishing those new people that they got Christ in them, the hope of glory. They can walk by the Spirit of God, that they can really run and they can really grow. See, the gospel is the good news, and it's concerning Jesus Christ. That's who we preach, Christ. Okay, what God has done in Christ. And we can see through the life of Christ that he was led by the Spirit of God, and he fulfilled the scriptures. He couldn't have fulfilled it without being led by God. Everything he saw the Father done, he done. Everything he heard the Father say to him, he spoke. And we can do the same. Okay, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. As he is right now, at the right hand side of the Father, that's how you are right now. All we got to do is believe it, and then we establish it in our heart, and then we begin to walk on it. So, you know, guys, I just really encourage you, start to really, where the areas that you know, see, only you know, I don't know, but you know before God what you're practicing and what you're not. But if you want to be prosperous in every area of those things, then you need to see what God says about those areas, and then use God's wisdom for you. You will benefit. You will be a blessing. That's how we shine out as those lights. That's how we'll have confidence. Now, God wants you to have confidence. And you've got direct access to God with confidence. I mean, right now, we are before the Father. And we have to remember this. And you are wonderful. You know, you are... Jesus Christ became poor, so you can become rich in this world. That you can be that example of fellowship with God, of how a believer's life should be and look. And we all have challenges, guys, and that's why we need one another. That's why we need to hear from God and see what God's doing in our life, and to encourage one another, to excite one another unto love and to good works. And so this is what I really was in my heart to encourage you guys, like, you know, just look at what the areas that you need to do. It's like with Becky, like, again, she come to me, what do? Write a plan, get a budget going, whatever it is, and work with what you got. And it reminded me of the widow woman, you know, she had a little bit of meal, a little bit of oil, that's all she had. She was going to make a cake, eat and die. And the prophet said to her, see, she prospered because she listened to the prophet, and the prophet said to her, go and make me a cake first, right? And so she done that. And the meal didn't waste, the oil didn't waste, because she trusted what the prophet said. And she trusted God, basically, in the situation. And God was able to take her through the famine, take her through those tough times, those dark times. They were sustained. And God wants you to be sustained and blessed and you know, and peaceful in the midst of uncertainty. So, yeah, I just wanted to encourage that. That's what was in my heart from what I heard tonight, people sharing. And we have victory with God. Like, we are victorious. We don't have to wait to be victorious to say we're victorious. We are victorious in Christ. Praise God for that. And so we call those things not as though they were. We say what God says. And we have a confident expectation of restoration in the areas that we lack. And I put a teaching up this week that I done in February, where God really inspired me and was showing me from the scriptures that he is going to restore things. And 2018 is still going to be the greatest year, okay? And we're still going to see people restored. People that haven't been together are going to be restored. Your health is going to be restored. Your financial situation is going to be restored, because God wants you blessed so that you can be a blessing. And so that's why